It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, it is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and right here on KETR this time every week, we have the opportunity to spend 15 minutes together and talk about hunting or fishing, outdoor-related topics. We started this about 3 years ago, and I get a lot of emails from folks that listen, and they kind of like our casual way of doing it. But if you listen to our show each week, I guarantee you, you'll pick up some outdoor tips. Now, in saltwater right now, the biggest deal going on right now is the annual, it happens this time every year, the Black Drum Run. Now, I'm fortunate to have a good buddy, Captain Mike Williams. I've been friends with Mike for years. He guides out of Galveston, the Galveston Yacht Basin. And within 15 minutes of there, where he puts a boat in, is some awesome black drum fishing. We're going to talk to Mike, and you might want to plan a trip down to Galveston to catch some of these big drum, because it's going to be going on for at least another month. Mike, are you with us today, buddy?
Yes, sir, Luke. How you doing?
Could not be better. And I've had the opportunity to fish for these drum with you so much, I know the program, but we're right now in the midst of the spring Black Drum Run, aren't we?
Well, it just actually got started last week. We finally pulled out a winter the first part of last week. And our air temperature is down here now in the 70s, 80s, and we're going into the full swing, which the drum run usually peaks out about the last week of March and lasts till about the third week of April. And in that time period, it's not unusual to go out there. And some days we catch 20 to 30 of those fish in the 20 to 30 to 40 pound class.
For people that like to fish that haven't had the opportunity to catch multiple big fish, I highly recommend these black drum because, boy, they pull like bulldogs. It's like hooking a hog on the bottom of they're bottom feeders, and they really do. They've got some power, and you've got all the equipment to catch them. I mean, your rod and reels are geared up to handle big fish, obviously, but it's an opportunity to a lot of folks in freshwater, unless they're catching big blue catfish, you just do not have, especially fin fish.
Right.
You don't have the opportunity to catch that size or that number of fish. What's the best bait? I already know that. I think I know the answer, but if you were to choose the very best bait for catching black drum.
Well, the very best bait is fresh blue crab. That's what we've been using forever, and it works. It's starting to get really, really expensive, but that's what we use, and it works very, very well. This is a great trip. If you got some kids or you got some high school buddies or college buddies, you just want to go out and catch a bunch of big fish and have a great time. And I want to tell you, in the boats that we offer, they're like big offshore boats that we use for tarpon fishing and shark fishing in the summertime. It's not these little bay boats. These are big twin-engine offshore boats. And they're unsinkable, very, very safe. You know, you don't have to worry about your kids. And these drum trips, most of them are in like Lower Galveston Bay, out around the jetty. And in most all cases, you can throw a rock and hit the bank where we're fishing. So it's not where you have to. You know, a lot of people get intimidated about fishing in saltwater because they think they're going to go 100 miles offshore. And these drum runs, you're right on the bank. I mean, it's very safe fishing.
Folks, we are visiting with Captain Mike Williams. Mike is beyond doubt the most veteran fishing guide on the Texas coast. He's been guiding and fishing, and he's still guiding and fishing every day during the season. So the experience and the knowledge Mike's got could fill several books.
Right.
Mike, what is the pattern of the reason for the drum run? Let's talk about that a little bit. What are the drum doing? This time of year?
It's just like the pear trees bloom in the dogwood. They about the same time every year. It's like the big bass. They make a move to shallow water to spawn, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're coming in through Galveston Bay Complex, and they come in there by actually the millions of fish. And we anchor up on these reefs and places that we've caught drum over, forever. And when the tide's moving, it's like I said a while ago, it's not unusual to go out there and catch 20 to 30 of those fish a day. Plus, catch a lot of big reds and a lot of slot reds in the time period. And also in this time period, if the weather's suitable, we have trophy trout trips, and we catch some of the biggest trout of the year, in April on into May. It's a great time to take a shot at a big, 8 or 9 pound trout.
It definitely is. And, the bonus is the runt reds, I call the smaller redfish, right, good eating. And as far as a table fish, Mike, the smaller black drum, the big ones, I can't see why anybody would want to keep one big one, but maybe they want to mount it or something.
You take a drum like 8 pounds or less, in my opinion, they're better. The meat's a lot wider than a redfish.
And it actually is.
For me, it tastes better, but everybody's different.
Yeah, I know. A lot of folks do not realize the good eating that the freshwater drum up in these lakes offer.
Right.
I've known that for years. You take up here, you can get on a school of a freshwater drum, Mike, and you can catch a gazillion of them, weigh about 1.5 pounds, maybe 2.5 pounds sometimes, and fillet those. The meat is, even on a freshwater drum, is whiter.
Right.
Tighter textured than white bass, sand bass we call them. So the smaller drum, regardless of species, is really good eating.
Right.
So this is going to be going on, the drum run, for, at least another month. And then
we're going to go straight into our shark season.
Right there. Yeah.
Right when the drum runs over, we're going to go straight into sharks. I think with all this freshwater flow this year, we're going to have a great shark year. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to do our shark deal this year in May. So we're looking forward to that.
A lot of your shark fishing can center around the shrimping
season.
Well,
that's why we decided. The shrimp fleets, they shrimp in May into June, and they close them down until July 15th, and you can't go out there. But last year we ran a lot of trips in May, and we had real good luck fishing around those shrimp fleets, and we're going to do the same thing this year.
Well, describe, we've covered the black drum, quarter sections of blue crab, fishing on the bottom, and just hang on. It's pretty simple fishing once you know where to go. But it's a lot of fun.
Right.
The shark, which is now's time when most people are planning their getaways, that is, you'll be out within sight of the Galveston
hotel.
You'll be out there a few miles, 3 miles, whatever.
Right.
And a lot of times you'll put out, what shocked me years back when I first started fishing with you, you might even use big hunks of shad, right?
Well, that's pretty much what we use. A shad about the size of your hand.
Uh-huh.
I took your family out there last year. I think we went in July.
Yes, yeah.
They was biting when we got out there, and it was a fast, furious trip.
They are still the ironic thing, Mike, my daughter, Ashley, you remember her.
Right.
When she was a little girl, you and I and Ashley, we were down there fishing. I think maybe, I don't know what we were fishing. We were catching the heck out of something.
Right.
Maybe it was drum. And you said, maybe we'll go offshore out here. And this was just for fun.
Right.
And we went out there and fished some of that. Caught some snapper, on that. But she was just a kid, and she remembered that was neat that she got to come back and fish with you again. She had a great time, and now she had her kids,
your grandson, he caught a really nice shark.
Yeah.
We changed boats that day. We went in a bigger boat so everybody could get on the boat.
Yeah.
And I left my stupid camera in my other boat, but they got some great pictures.
Yeah, I think she sent you some of the pictures back.
Right. Yeah.
I believe she did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're still talking about that. But the shark trips, you'll be putting out big hunks of shad, and you'll use balloons a lot, won't you?
Yeah. Yeah, we go out around the shrimp fleets. That's what we did that day we had your daughter out there. We went straight to some shrimp boats, and it's like I said, most of the time it's all you want.
Yeah.
And these sharks are running from about 40 pounds up to about 200 pounds, and the average fish is from 60 to about 120. And you get one of those on, you get two of those on, you'll be ready to sit down and have an adult beverage. I guarantee you. It's
yes,
where you're at.
That's true. I remember when I first started fishing with you, you had fished some of the Dallas Cowboys come down, athletes in their prime condition of their lives, and Well, I think back then you could catch five, I believe. Or you could catch all you want and release
them.
Well,
you can catch them all you want.
But I seem like, you know, they wanted to keep five or I don't know. But you said these guys were, after about three of them, they were passing that rod to somebody else.
It was like an old mule out plowing in the field somewhere, man. I mean, in the heat of August. It's a lot of fun, but it's, you ever watch this wicked tuna? It's kind of like that. It's big time offshore fishing, and it's those sharks, they'll wear you out.
It's a lot of, you know, it's all isometrics, you know. Right. I mean, that, you know, you're hanging on, and you got your drag set just right, and they just, say 100-150 pound shark, I don't think if regardless the tackle you have, you have to let them tire out, don't you?
Yeah. There are areas we can fish for smaller shark for the kids. You know, we used to not allow kids on the shark trips, but we got such a demand for the little kids. They want to go, you know, like 6, 8, 10-year-old kids go shark fishing. And we go to areas where they can catch them like 30, 40, 50 pounds.
Yeah.
And they can catch them, and sometimes they get a big one on. Dad's got to help them. But them little kids, man, they love that shark fishing.
Well, it's there's a mystique about catching shark.
Yeah, there is.
You know?
You'd be surprised. Of all the trips that we offer, we get more phone calls about the shark trips, even over the tarpon trips, which is, a tarpon's considered the best of the best. That's the king of all sport fish,
yes.
But we get more calls about shark fishing because the little kids want daddy to take them shark fishing. And it's, like I said, all our boats are big offshore non-sinkable boats, and
you don't have to.
And plus the fact, like you said, we're fishing right on the Galveston beachfront. We could leave the beachfront and be on the beach in probably 8 minutes. So
it's not like you're going offshore.
No, it's right on the beach.
Yeah. Well, Mike, how many years have you fished? I know you've guided for a career of guiding, but you were a teenager, I guess, or younger.
Well,
you,
I
and you
started
fished
fishing
with your dad,
like everybody else. Most people they fish with their father, but I really got into fishing big time when I got out of high school, and that was in '64.
Mm-hmm.
And I started guiding part time in '73, then went full time in '83. So I've been a guide since '73. And I'm pretty sure, I'm almost positive, that I logged in more time fishing saltwater than any other fishing guide anywhere in the state of Texas.
Yeah, there's absolutely no doubt in my mind about that. And that's because, you know, it's your life. It's what you do.
Right.
And it's what keeps you getting up early every morning and heading out. And that's a good thing. Mike, I want to make sure that all of our listeners that are planning vacations to Galveston or just want to go fishing right now soon and catch these black drum, I want to connect them with you. I know we're going to post your website here on KETR, Galveston Fishing Guides, folks, Galveston Fishing Guides, plural.com. And you can always just remember you can go to KETR.org and look up our outdoor show, very visible. And you can get Mike's, I do want you to go to that website, though, and look at some of these pictures. Mike is a world-class saltwater photographer, too. We could talk two hours on that subject, but that way you can learn more about what he's doing. Mike, what's a good number for them to call you?
Best number is on our website. It's 713-723-1911, or you can look us up at GalvestonFishingGuides.com.
Well, Mike, thanks for being with us, and we'll get you back when the sharks start going in May. I want to get you back, and let's talk some shark fishing. How about
it? Sounds great, Luke.
Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and I really appreciate you tuning in each week. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Rhino Steel Buildings, Margaret Holmes, and Glory Brand Seasoned Canned Goods, Hunter Supply, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, the Texas Deer Association, R&L Air Gun Supply, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Air Guns of Texas, and Sun Optics USA. Make sure and tune in this time next week. We're going to have some more fun talking hunting and fishing.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.